What did your father do? What did your grandfather do? For generations, we have been defined by what we do for a living, not always by the content of our character. This, of course, has changed over time, and we value a different way of life than we used to. On a tour of Downey Mill, Russ Brackenberry shares with me his experience with his career at Downey and the changes over the years.
It is a totally different mill than when I started. So much more computerized machinery, much better trained workers, more recovery out of each log that comes to us, better stewards of the resource that we have kept a lot of people working. We do about 10,000 logging trucks worth of logs come in and out of the mill or in the mill every year. And part of that would go back out because you buy, sell, and trade logs. We'll also bring logs in from other areas too. So you might see a fir log on the highway. It could be coming from our area going to Canoe for the plywood plant, or it could be a fir log coming from Canoe to our mill for Japanese wood for Japan. Some of the logs from the Fraser River have made it up into the mill here at Downey. Every year something new gets done, they always have a capital budget and things keep improving. It's always about how can we do better? How can we make more lumber? How can we get better use out of the log? What do we do with our residuals? We don't want to waste anything. We want to make it all useful. As much as we can possibly make into something else, we've done bark mulch as far away as Florida, sawdust and shavings going to the different pellet mills in the area. We have hog fuel going to fuel boilers, other places. So we try to make use of what we have.
Russ goes on to tell me about the deep connection emotionally to what happens at the mill.
When I'm out in the bush, I cross-country ski, you know, I hike, I fish, and it's a land-based economy. Right, we understand that it's a working force.
I learned a bit about the day-to-day operations, how it works, and what each machine does in order for the mill to run smoothly.
Two styles of barkers. The far end there where the chain is moving, that's a ring barker. So the log basically just travels through the rings. As the log comes in, the rings will clamp onto the log and it peels the bark off. So that's considered the large log line. And then there's the same machine over here that does the smaller log. And then this is a old school Roserhead barker. So this will actually, it's like a hand on an arm. That is a cutting head and it'll spin, and the log counter spins on these trunnions. And so the log is spinning this way, the head's spinning this way, and it just peels the bark off, and the operator moves that arm down the log. And so in this case, where you have big knots sticking out, it can actually shape the log. In cedar, all your really expensive clear wood comes from the outside of the log. And if you bark it too hard, then you get into the wood fiber and you start losing value from the wood. Well, the Roserhead debarker.
And this is the one that would debark basically the huge log down to a toothpick.
It could do it. It has the potential to do it. It works and it does a good job of what it does. My old house is on Taylor Street, and on a nice cool summer night with the windows open, you could hear the Roserhead running in.
A distant memory of work.
Russ Brackenberry and Chris Baraducci, the Spare Sawyer and DIL operator, shares how the mill workers would do this job manually back in the day and how it has drastically changed even within 25 years.
So this is a single cut band mill head rig. This is where we actually get into some scanning technology. So the computer will scan the log and show the sawyer the best way to cut up the log. With cedar though, you have so much high value lumber in the log, you count on the sawyer to be able to pick out value from the log and saw. You want the highest amount of wood with the greatest amount of value. It shows the profile of the log.
Twin is down doing a saw chain, so I'm doing it all manual.
Old school.
Old school.
Every time that carriage goes ahead, they call that a line. And the goal of the head rig is to get through a log with as few as lines possible. So right now, because the twin is down, he's just cutting 2-inch boards. You see that beautiful piece? Like, there's no knots on there.
There's nothing on it.
That is a huge money piece of wood. And this is with cedar. You go right from that beautiful clear board, and now all of a sudden you're into the rotted in the middle. He would pull, they call those the dogs that hold the logs down. He would pull out the dogs. He would roll the log with a PV. Then he would hammer the dogs back in and jump on the carriage before the guy started to move it.
So these guys before in the 50s would do this manually?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Man.
And it would be a big round saw instead of that band saw. The kerf on it would have been 1/2 inch thick.
How much could you possibly produce in a day if you're doing it manually? Not nearly as much as what you guys produce.
I started here in 88 and we were producing 45,000-50,000 a day. Now we're doing 300.
When I first started, we would do 16,000 individual boards out of the mill in a day. and now they'll do 45,000.
I finally tracked down another Bear Ducey.
Russ and James LeDuc share through technological advances lasers that read the lumber and understand dimensions, while other computer and scanners can pick up the defects, but the eyes of the employee are still what makes sure the wood is perfect.
So this is a scanner here, and this is actually taking a three-dimensional picture of the flitch, they call it, the wide piece. Based on the values that we've programmed into it, the computer selects what it will take out. So this is where you get the computer working in conjunction with an operator. We saw that lovely clear wood. So right now, she'd be telling the computer that it's a clear slab, because we saw in that one log how it was really nice and then pretty junky all in the same piece. So she could tell the computer, hey, I want to take a 6-inch clear off of that lead edge. And then the computer, being the excellent employee it is, says okay, and then we'll decide what else it can take out of that piece. So it goes under the scanner positions it, the saws move to where they need to go, these fingers will open and close, and then the good board will go up and over and onto the deck, and the waste piece will automatically go down to the chipper.
So before the computers were doing the lumber grading, you would actually manually look at the lumber and decide the level of quality?
Depending on its characteristics, on what grade it was going.
So with the computer automation now doing it, you still oversee and kind of guide it? It's only as smart as it's been programmed,
yes,
right?
That's right. It's the type of thing we monitor quite often. Because it works on cameras and lasers, that if one camera gets blocked or something, it could mess it right up. And that's the type of thing it's not going to pick up on that a man has to.